Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 20, verse 1. How does it start? For the kingdom of heaven is like, it's like this. It's like a man that's a householder. Now that's, you could also say steward. You could also say manager. Which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. Is there work to be done in the kingdom now? And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day. Now that don't sound like much to us, but it was comparable to the average day's wage today. Whatever it would be. A day's wage. And they agreed on it. Agree implies some negotiation. They said, we'd like to have this. He said, well, I'll pay you this. Well, we'd like this. Well, I'll give you this. And eventually they agreed. Right? They agreed on this penny a day. So basically they had a contract. Because in those days, verbal was stronger than 20 pounds of paper today. Because today it ain't about your integrity. It's about who's got the best lawyers. You got the best lawyers, enough money, you can get out of anything, you know. That's not how we are, though. And he went out about the third hour. So, you know, the guys have already been in the field since 6 in the morning. These guys standing out here at 9 o'clock or something. And he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He said, go to my vineyard. Y'all standing out here not working today. Going out there to my fields. Now get this. And whatever is right, I'll give you. So what do they think they're going to get paid? They don't know. There's no contract. They have no agreement that they're going to get anything. They have his word that he's going to do right by them. So they went out, now let me add this phrase, by faith. Now the first guys, they have a contract. These guys, they don't know if he's going to give them, in our money today, if he's going to give them 50 cents or if he's going to give them $100, they don't know. They just went out by faith. Now do you see two different ways of operating? One is by sight. One is by contract. One is by negotiation. The other is by how?
Faith.
By faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things you have not seen it. You don't know. But they must have had some faith in this man. Mustn't they? That he would do what he said. What did he tell him that he would do? I will do what's right by you. And they must have said, well, you know, so-and-so, he's a good man. If he said he'd do right by you, he will. Let's go to work. So they went to work. No contract, no guarantee. Somebody say no guarantee.
No guarantee.
Again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour. This is 12 noon. This is 3 in the afternoon. I mean, the day's mostly over. And even at the 11th hour, I mean, this is late. This is, what, 5 o'clock in the evening? Day's almost over. He went out and found others standing idle. And he said, what you standing out here all day for? Doing nothing, idle. And they said, nobody's hired us. We'd work if we had a job. He said, go to my vineyard. Well, yeah, but it ain't but a couple hours to sundown. Yeah, but go on. Go on and work. And whatever is right, that's what you're going to receive. Now let's back up. What is Jesus teaching us about? He said, this is how the kingdom operates. How does it operate? operates by faith. And so when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said to the steward, call the laborers and give them their hire. How many know the evening of this old world is coming? And the work day of everything laborious is coming to an end. And the Lord's coming back. And there's going to be a reckoning. Is that right? And there's going to be reward given to those that have served Him. This is not a fairy tale. This is happening. And it's soon. And He began from the last to the first. He started with the last guys hired that have only been out there for 2 hours and hardly messed up their clothes. Just about time they got started working, it got dark, and they called them all to come in. So when they came, verse 9, that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. Now, again, that don't sound like much to us, but, you know, you put it in $2,005, what's an average day wage for average labor? That's what it'd be. So, if it was $50, if it was $100, if it was $200, whatever you want to call it. Let's say it was $200. So, here the guy worked 2 hours, he gets $100 an hour. And his clothes hardly messed up. He looked at it, he thought, wow, that's great. Thanks. And the other guy came in that worked 3 hours, he got $200. Other guy came in that worked half a day, he got $200. Guys came in that worked all day long, they got $200. And they pitched a fit. And they called a union meeting. And they said, No, this ain't right. Verse 10, when the first came, they supposed they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. Let's just stop right here. What right did they have to suppose that? Oh, they felt like they did. Why? Did they go out in faith? No. They got a contract. They got an agreed on price. Right? See, in the kingdom, faith is rewarded. Oh, come on, come on, come on. In the kingdom, faith is rewarded. Think about the guy standing out there 2 hours before dark. Why even go out there and get dirty? In your mind, you may think, what am I going to get? A nickel? But they went ahead. I said they went ahead and went on out there in faith and got paid the same thing as if they worked all day. Oh, glory to God. Faith gets rewarded. Don't you remember Jesus told him after he used Peter's boat to preach out of? He said, y'all go let down your nets for a catch. These are professional fishermen. This is the way they make their living. And they said, we fished all night and it's middle of the day and the fish can see it when we throw our nets in. It's not a good time. Side that. We know the fish ain't here. We've been checking all night. He said, go on, throw out your net. Peter said, well, at your word. At your word. This is not talking about specifically teaching and preaching and church services. Fishing is not a church service. People have missed it. This is for your business. This is for your place of work. This is for what you do. The more you can wean yourself off of and pull yourself off of operating in the world system and incorporate faith into the way you do business and faith in the way you operate, you're going to open up yourself to kingdom resources. And instead of a little fish, you're going to have a net breaking, ship sinking catch. You're going to make more in 2 hours than somebody made in 12. Come on now. If you can turn loose of the security blanket of being able to see it all and figure it all out, it's going to work before you move and have commitments and contracts and everything in place before you make a step. Amen. Now let me stop right here. And I said, Brother Keith, you're talking about we should just trust people. No, I never said that. Well, we just trust people. I never said trust people. He didn't say trust people. Mr. Yeah, but they said, Brother, I'm a Christian brother. Just trust me. Don't. I don't care how many fish signs they got on their car, how many crosses they got around their neck. When they start hollering, I'm a brother, I'm a Christian brother, just trust me. That's when you want extra paperwork. I'm serious now. I've seen too much junk in these areas. No, he didn't tell you to blindly trust people. No. You trust him. You do what he tells you to do in the matter and trust him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when they received their $200, they murmured against the goodman of the house and they said, these last have just worked 1 hour and you made them equal with us. What's the great equalizer? Faith. Faith. We've borne the burden, the heat of the day. We worked all day long and I got so hot. He answered and said to them, friend, I do you no wrong. Didn't you agree with me? We worked it out. Don't you remember you had your union representatives there? Don't you remember you showed it to your lawyers? You agreed to it. That's what you wanted. That's what we guaranteed you. He said, take your penny and get out of here. Go your way. I will give to this last even as to... He made no apology. He didn't feel like he had to explain a thing. He said, is it against the law for me to do what I want to with my own money? You aggravated with me because I'm good? If I want to give them 200, I'll give them 200. If I want to give them 500, I'll give them 500. But he's not rewarding labor. Oh, come on, come on, come on. He's rewarding faith. It ain't how long you work and how hard you work and how much you sacrifice. It's your faith. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. It is your faith. Your faith. Your faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How the Kingdom Operates, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402D. That's R1402D, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.